One Man's Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Hazel and Father Barber in the library of the family home.
What's the matter with that leg you're treating so gingerly, Father?
Meredith?
You're being very clever, but I'm not going to be put off any longer. Your leg pains you.
Have I complained of any pain?
No, but it's time you told us what it is so something can be done about it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. There's no doubt about it to many thousands of you. This is the hay fever season. This is the season for summer colds. If you have either of these unpleasant ailments, remember, your misery can be relieved quickly and effectively with Tabsin. That's spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Tabsin is more than just another antihistamine. It can do more for you. Tabsin contains a dependable antihistamine for relief of the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It also provides an effective pain reliever for the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. All this in one tablet. A smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablet. Yes, for really fast, effective relief from the misery of hay fever or a summer cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 1, Book 77, The Book of Henry. It is early afternoon in Seacliff, San Francisco, warm and pleasant outside. The kind of day you'd expect Father Barber to be puttering about in his garden. Instead, he is sitting alone in the library of the family home, with one leg resting somewhat gingerly on a footstool. He is trying to read, but his mind doesn't seem to be on the book. He starts to put it down as he hears someone come in through the back door. It's his daughter, Hazel.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Huh? Hazel?
Well, I didn't expect to find you in the house on a nice day like this. How are you, Father?
Yes, sit down, my dear.
You don't have to move. I'll sit right here. Where's Mother?
Up in the sewing room last I saw her.
What's the matter? Aren't you two getting along today?
Yes.
In separate parts of the house this way?
Mm-hmm.
Father?
Yes?
I found out some things about you from Paul this morning.
Yes, he went back up to the sky there.
Yes, I know. He stopped by our house to see Dan before he left.
Yes, yes, well, it'll be good for Paul to be up at the Sky Ranch for a time. He's been under a severe strain with all that's happened around here the past couple of weeks. Fire at Prome's, Christine's departure. He's had a great deal to contend with.
Yes.
I must confess, however, that I'm relieved that we're rid of that Rexford Froome. We now have nothing but an ugly reminder of him in the neighborhood. Those unsightly ruins of his house.
When I came by there just now, I noticed that there were some men working to clean up the place. I suppose they all put that lot up for sale.
Yes, beautiful sights. Large, lovely grounds.
Well, I hope somebody puts up a nice home there. That'd help Paul to forget all the unhappiness the Froome place meant to him.
Yes, yes. Well, better call your mother.
What's the matter, Father?
Matter?
Just a minute now. You're being pretty clever, but I'm not going to be put off any longer. What's wrong with that leg you're treating so gingerly?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, Father, the last time I was here, you tried to cover up the fact that you had a pain. It's been worrying all of us.
Have I been complaining about any pains?
That's the whole point. Don't you think you should tell us what it is so we can do something about it?
Nothing to tell you.
No? Then how do you explain all the things Paul told me this morning?
Oh, what did he tell you?
He said he saw you down in the garden on your hands and knees a day or two ago, and you started to get up and then stopped and looked around. And when you saw no one was looking, you crawled on your hands and knees 6 or 8 feet and got behind an evergreen bush where you managed to get on your feet. Is that right?
Well, just working in the garden, that's all. Can't do that kind of work properly standing up. I told Arnie Gans that this morning.
And that's another thing. All these years, you've refused to hire anybody to work in your precious garden. And now you've got this Mr. Gann.
Well, I felt sorry for the man. Don't need him for a night watchman anymore. Want to find some work for him.
Well, that's reasonable. But here's something else that Paul had to tell, which I...
Didn't Paul have anything better to do than to go by your house and gossip about me?
Wasn't gossiping. I told you he stopped by our house to see Dan. I pried this information out of Paul because I've been worried ever since I saw you limp the other day.
Yes, yes. Well, I think I'll go down.
Now, wait now. You're not going to get out of this that easy. Paul said he came in here to the library the other afternoon and you were giving Dr. Thompson Hail Columbia over the telephone.
No recollection of the incident.
And you don't remember that Paul asked you if you were calling the doctor about that limp of yours?
I'll be the last man in this house to do any limping, and don't you forget it.
Now, don't get your dander up, Father.
Yes. Well, you can put your mind at rest. I'm as healthy as a horse, perfectly sound in wind and limb.
Then I suppose that was horse liniment you got from Mr. Felton over at the drugstore.
Has he been talking too? Is there no such thing as a man's privacy anymore? Does Felton have to make common neighborhood gossip out of every sale he makes? I'll give him a piece of my mind next time I go in there. And I wish you would inform the various and sundry members of this
family.
Henry,
for goodness sake.
Hello, Mother.
Hazel, dear. I couldn't imagine who your father was shouting at in here.
Getting so a man can't put emphasis on his remarks anymore without being accused of shouting.
What are you grumbling about now? Honestly, Henry, I think there's something wrong with you, the grumpy way you've been carrying on the last few days. You know, Hazel, he won't admit it, but I think his leg hurts him.
That's what we've been talking about, Mother.
I've asked him to let me call Dr. Thompson, but he...
Yes, that old pill peddler. He'd contrive to find something wrong if he had to invent it.
Did you ever see anyone so contrary in your life?
Well, I think I'll go to the garden now and see how Gans is getting along.
I thought you had some kind of engagement this afternoon.
Oh, a tentative thing. Don't think I'll bother with it. Nothing important, anyway.
Well, you said this morning it was important.
Nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. It's a minor matter.
What did you change your clothes for if you didn't intend to keep it?
I just wanted to be ready in case I decided I wanted to go, that's all.
Was the engagement downtown?
Yes.
Well, why don't you go, Henry? Get out for a while.
Fanny, I don't care to keep the appointment.
Don't you feel well?
I feel splendid, perfectly splendid. Do I look ill? Have I complained of anything?
Well, it's not like you to miss an engagement without some good reason.
I have an excellent reason for not going. It's now too late. I was supposed to have been there 15 minutes ago.
Why in the world didn't you say so?
Yes, we're worrying about something, and there's nothing to be done about it.
Who were you supposed to meet, Henry? Did you call them?
Fanny... I managed a business on Montgomery Street for a good many years. When I was active in it, I always made a point of not bringing the problems of the workaday world into my home. Just because I'm retired, I see no reason to vary that procedure.
In other words, mind our own business.
Yes. If you'll excuse me, I think I'll go down to the garden and see how Arnie is progressing. I don't care how willing a person is, there still some...
Oh, here, Father, let me help you.
No, don't need any help, thank you.
Look at him, Hazel. You can't tell me there isn't something wrong with that leg.
A little stiff and sitting so wrong. Yeah. Had my leg in a sort of cramped position.
Aren't you going to say goodbye to Hazel?
Yes. Goodbye, my dear.
Bye, Father. I'll probably see you on my way out.
Very well. Oh, is that the telephone?
It's all right, Father. I'll get it.
No, that's for me.
How do you know, Henry?
Father, it's right beside me.
Let me get it if you don't mind. Hello. Yes, this is Henry Barber speaking. Huh? Well, just tell him I couldn't make it. No, I... Oh, he's right there. Well, can't you tell him I... No, all right. Oh, hello. I meant to call you. I couldn't help it. I said something came up and I couldn't keep the appointment.
Who is it, Henry?
But I wasn't able to phone you.
Henry, you tell the truth.
All right, go ahead and charge me. I expected as much. I'm not going to stand here and be insulted.
Who in the world? Henry, you're getting livid.
I can't hear what you're saying. People talking here. Oh, it's just as well you don't make sense and never did.
Father.
Now look here, you old pill peddler. I won't stand for it.
Why, it must be Dr. Thompson. Henry.
I said I won't...
Henry. Is that Fred Thompson?
Yes.
Here, give me that phone.
This man's ranting.
Hello, Fred. What in the world has happened anyway? He what? Oh, so his appointment was with you.
Distorting the facts.
An x-ray?
Oh, a lot of tummy rot.
When did you see Henry?
Better hang up. He'll charge for this, Henry.
Father. What, Fred? Oh. Well, what is it? His knee? Well, is it serious?
Certainly not.
Henry, be quiet. I didn't hear you, Fred. Oh, that's why you wanted the X-ray.
Yeah, uses a machine instead of his brain.
Well, I didn't know a thing about this. We didn't know he'd been in touch with you. Notice he'd been limping. Oh, he certainly is.
Yeah, very funny.
I could give him a good shaking.
You're in for it, Father.
Well, when can you see him, Doctor?
Just cancel that, Fanny. I'm not going.
He just said he's not going.